who had the wealth and the foresight to commission this portrait from Lindau in 1884. Now, what's really significant is that when Lindau was painting portraits of Maori for European customers, he tended to paint them in traditional costume. But many Maori patrons who had their portraits painted by Lindau demanded that they be shown in a hybrid mixture of European and traditional dress to show that they were people who could freely move between the two cultures. It's through this portrait of Te Rangiotu, adorned with the symbols of his status, that his descendants feel they are still able to connect with their illustrious ancestor. His picture is given pride of place in the clan's meeting house, a sacred space in Maori culture. The traditional Maori meeting house is itself designed to embody an ancestor, both spiritually and physically. From the head and the outstretched arms to the backbone and the ribs. Each of the semi-abstract designs and swirling patterns represents specific qualities, from courage and strength to health and prosperity. These patterns are mirrored in the most dynamic of all Maori art forms, tamoko, the art of the tattoo. Face and body tattoos link Maori not only with their ancestors, but also with other cultures across the Pacific who practice it in different forms. The Maori almost certainly brought it with them when they first settled in Aotearoa, New Zealand, over 700 years ago. For centuries, tamoko carried specific cultural meanings. They denoted social status or family connections, and it said that no two designs are ever alike. While today, perhaps inevitably, the designs of tamoko have been appropriated as a global fashion accessory, for many Maori, they've been reclaimed as a highly visible symbol of cultural pride and identity.